And in today's Ride for Education, we are discussing protests and the female body. And this one is by Sebastian Santeapilai. Women in Africa and many other parts of the world have stood up and protested against a lot of causes. And women in southern Kaduna recently marched in protest against the Nigerian government. They were protesting against the government for failing to respond to deadly violence in the region. When they marched, some of them used a controversial tactic, while some of the women marched dressed in black to express sadness. Others marched naked. This was intended to shock and shame the government into action, signaling their desperation by turning to this as a last resort in doing so. So they defied customs surrounding the female body and showed how cultural attitudes towards the female body can be used to actually empower women. So what happened? Protests actually took place in July in southern Kaduna, and this is in the Middle Belt region of Nigeria. The region has recently suffered from the violence of bandits who have reportedly killed around 200 people in this year alone. The protests were against the Nigerian government. The people of southern Kaduna actually feel that their suffering is being ignored by the government, despite multiple requests for them to take action. And as a result, some of the women resorted to marching naked through the streets. Why was this so controversial, you may ask? Many men and women within southern Kaduna and throughout Nigeria actually believe that the exposure of the female body is shameful. This is due to a variety of cultural and religious reasons. The roles of men and women in society are very defined. Women are expected to cover their bodies and obey the commands of men by marching naked. The brave women of southern Kaduna were defying these expectations. This made their actions quite controversial. And this is why they did it. These women wanted their government to feel ashamed for failing to prevent violence within the region. And due to cultural expectations, their nakedness could be used to shame onlookers. It signaled their desperation, and they had been forced to use their last resort. This made it an effective tactic. The women were no longer shamed for their nakedness. Instead, the government was shamed for its failings. So, let's conclude on how to empower the female body. And some people in Nigeria and throughout the world see the female body as belonging to men. By choosing to use their bodies in protests, these women who marched showed the world that they owned their own bodies. No one could stop them. And their actions made others pay attention to the violence that their people still face today. And in this way, the women of southern Kaduna showed that they are empowered. It's a wrap in today's Ride for Education segment here on Sky Alpha HD. And my name is Josh for the AM Plug with Josh and Toby.